Yeah. Well, this here next song's got a little bit of story associated with how we came to be doing this here next song. We're going to get to that. That's coming after this next song. This here next song's a song that just kind of came to us as if miraculous-like. See, we were all driving between Indianapolis and Chicago. We'd gotten done playing in Indianapolis the night before, and we were going to Chicago to play the next night. And if any of y'all have ever driven that stretch of I-65, how many of y'all have between Indianapolis and Chicago? Well, anybody that's ever driven that stretch of I-65 will know what we found out, which is there ain't nothing worth eating anywhere between Indianapolis and Chicago on I-65. Nothing good at all. But seeing as how we were pretty hungover and we were starving to death, we stopped off at this Truck Stops of America there in Lafayette, Indiana. Home of the Purdue, whatever the hell they are. And also home of the It's Fried. They had the heat lamp going. They had the fried chicken. They had the fried potato wedges, the fried jalapeno poppers, the fried chicken livers. They had everything was mystery fried shit. You know, you couldn't tell what it was. But I opted for the chicken, which proved to be a very ill-advised decision, people, because let me tell you, I stand here right now before God and all of y'all to tell you that that salmonella stuff, it ain't no joke. Because after devouring said chicken, which wasn't too bad, but wasn't great either, we had just hit Gary, Indiana, which is south of Chicago there. How many of y'all ever been to Gary, Indiana? How many of y'all are from Gary, Indiana? I'm sorry.
Welcome to the United States.
I am really sorry that you're from there, because I consider Gary, Indiana to be the absolute hellhole of the world. It's a pretty awful place. So I thought it was totally appropriate that I was standing there on the side of the interstate, heaving that Lafayette chicken right back up all over the side of the interstate right there in Gary, Indiana. But the Lord works in mysterious ways, people. Because while I was voiding said chicken from my body and purging it from my person, my brain began to sing spontaneously as if a great unseen hand had reached down and planted this seed and said, there's a great day coming. And given to me the knowledge, my brain began to sing the following song. Tainted lunch, whoa, tainted lunch. Don't touch me, please, I cannot stand. And it was then that I knew that I had received, oh, I had received. I had received the knowledge. And I'm going to impart the knowledge to you people tonight in this congregation, verily, verily. This brotherhood gathered together to imbibe alcohol. I'm going to impart the knowledge to you in just a second after we take a second and drink a little bit of this butt of the barley. This Holy Spirit. I'm going to reveal the knowledge to you so you can go forth in your daily walks of life and apply this knowledge. And the knowledge is thus. You can take any song with the word love in the title or in the line somewhere. Any song with love in it, any song. As long as love's a noun, not a verb. It doesn't work when it's a verb. We're working on this. Some instructions may apply. Boy, we're prohibited. Any song with love in it, change that word to lunch. And you can make it make a whole lot of sense. So we got things like, well, I'm ready for lunch. Oh, baby, I'm ready for lunch. I'm ready for lunch. Oh, baby, I'm ready for lunch. Or I want a whole lot of lunch. I want a whole lot of lunch. That's what I'm. What you say? Lunch hurts is a good one. Well, we're getting there. We're getting that. That's the punchline, bro. Hang on. What do you got here, Deacon Dale? You got to have a lunch song.
I got a dandy.
Come on with it.
For all you disco ducks out there. Do a little dance, make a little lunch, get down tonight,
That's a good one. That's good. What do you got, Brother Jake? Come on.
Hold the line. Lunch isn't always on time. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Let me put my lunch into you, babe. That's really weird. It works, but it's pretty weird.
I like that.
But it makes that next line, let me cut your cake with my knife, make a lot more sense.
I got one.
What you got?
I got one.
What you got?
Lunch in an elevator.
Very nice. Sound man. Give it up for the sound man.
Lunch in an elevator.
He rocks.
What you got, Brother Don Wayne? Come on.
Shine on, shine on, shine on your sweet lunch on me. Pure pork, no possum.
The man kicking it old school, George Jones from the 1982 album Shine On.
Yeah.
Well, here's a personal favorite of mine. Like a picture, she was laying there, moonlight all across her hair. She woke up, took me by the hand. We made lunch in my Chevy van, and that's all right with me. I'm sure you can all think of your own examples to use. So what you got to do is you got to go forth in your daily walks of life, and this is not a gender issue. You got to go out there and you got to say, we got to have some nutrition. Because if we're going to try to drink the kind of quantity we're going to try to drink. We were just walking down the street earlier today, man, after going to this little record store down here. And we decided, where are we going to get something to eat? We said, well, what's going to soak up the beer the best? So we realized that our drinking was influencing our diet, which we think is completely healthy. We went to a burrito joint down here on Broadway. It was kick ass, man. But y'all go forth in your daily walks of life and apply this knowledge, annoy the shit out of your significant other, and then tell him or her, man, I'm hungry. How about making me a sandwich?